alas de Dios. El tiempo nos distanció y se enfrió el amor. Pero espero ese día que el destino nos unirá. Mi amor por ti siempre seguirá.
Oh, oh, oh.
What be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Have thee been sippy sailing?
Arr, set sail for the sippy sailing. We shall thunder and loot all station IDs. Arr.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Woney Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell Room 105. On Friday, April 3rd, the softball team plays Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also happening Friday, check out the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars happening at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, at 7 p.m. Tickets available online. On Saturday, April 4th, the men's tennis team will be playing Farmingdale at the Oneonta Tennis Courts happening at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's softball team is playing Fredonia at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. On Sunday, April 5th, join the Nebula Society and WONY for our collaboration show. Enjoy music curated by WONY with the stunning visuals from the Nebula Society at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, with two shows happening at 7 and 8 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nusfer, Mark II, coming in hot. Gab's getting some coffee, but then he's coming down here, and we're going to spin some disco songs and then talk about our top five players from our favorite NFL teams today. We've already done baseball. We've done basketball. Today, we're going to be hitting up the Buffalo Bills for Gab and the Pittsburgh Steelers for myself, but we're gonna play some disco in between. He brought some stuff, so I'm just gonna play one. I'm not even gonna say the title is because it's crazy. Happy Monday, everybody. We're in April already. We in April? Is this April? It is April. Crazy. Rock and roll. We'll be right back.
kissing when I was seven. Is it all over my face? You caught me love dancing. Is it all over my face? I'm in love dancing. Is it all over my face? You caught me love dancing. Is it all over my face? I'm in love dancing. And springing all the same. Sin when now it's seven. Is it all over my face? You caught me love dancing.
We on? So. Oh, these headphones. It's so weird on this side. Dev, it's weird on this side.
Oh, yeah. You always on this side when I'm here.
I know. Yeah. Dev and I like to switch a Rooney. I already made the announcement about what's going on. You know, we were talking about our favorite or top five favorite football players today.
I know. I had a list in my head, like, when we were going to do it, whatever that was. And I was, like, going over it when I was walking downstairs here. I'm like, oh, man, I got to remember this list.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I saw something last night on the interwebs that said, like, Dak Prescott was going to go to the Steelers. But that's not true.
Huh.
There's a lot of fake stuff going on the interwebs, everybody. So you got to be careful. Make sure you pay attention to what's really going down. Because Dak, it looks like Dak Prescott is not going there.
I don't think you don't want that, dude.
He's good. I mean, Dak's really good.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's on this, you know, he's all right. But he's also on the Cowboys. Which, yeah. The Cowboys make bad choices.
That's true.
I think that's really what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really weird. There was a time and place where the Cowboys and the Steelers were like arch enemies.
Yeah, the Steelers have slipped a little bit. I mean, the Cowboys have slipped a little bit. I mean, the Steelers have slipped a little bit too, I guess. But
they do, yeah, but they still are whatever. We'll see what happens this year. All right, so today we are listening to disco and talking about our favorite. Who's going first on this one?
You go. Go ahead.
Okay. So this was this was hard for me. I made my list that's in my head, and hopefully I remember it, with no quarterbacks.
Wow. No, wait, there's no quarterbacks on your list?
No.
Not even Roethlisberger, huh?
No, I'm not gonna put him
Big
on.
Big Ben's
there.
Wow.
Big Ben's not on there. Wow.
Terry Bradshaw?
No, I mean, I couldn't put... Both of those guys are kind of naughty on the off camera.
Oh, I thought we were rating their play.
We are, but I just... And they're amazing, too. Both those guys are, you know, Bradshaw was a good coordinator. And Roethlisberger's, you know, whatever. He's great. But I was kind of looking at different players. So I'm going to go... Here's my number five, Harrison. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number five.
Yeah, that's a good pick. He's a monster.
Monster defensive player. And he had that pick in that Super Bowl. Yeah. I think we ran back like 100 yards or something. Remember, that was like the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner. Was it the Cardinals or the Rams? The Rams. The
Kurt Warner Rams or the Kurt Warner Cardinals?
Weren't the Cardinals, was he on both of those?
Wasn't he? I thought so. Maybe not.
Right? It's hard to remember. That was the Rams. No, was it the Rams or the Cardinals? Yeah, man. I got to look this up. I think it was the Rams. Let's see. Kurt Warner. He won, one Super Bowl.
I thought at least. I don't know.
I'm looking.
He's just like one of these guys. Like,
okay, so yeah, he was on both Arizona and the Rams.
Yeah, yeah. Like he was... It's like Flacco, where he's just like every other year, he's just in the Super Bowl somehow.
That's right. Okay, listen to this. Career history. He played for the Packers.
Yeah.
In 94, with this asterisk next to his name. Off season. Oh, practice member only. Okay, then he played for the St. Louis Rams. That's when they were the St. Louis Rams.
Are we talking about Kurt Warner now?
Oh, we were talking about Kurt Warner. Who was I talking about?
Harrison, but
oh no, I'm only saying it because I think he threw that. He was in that Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
So he only won the Super Bowl once, and that was Super Bowl 34. Yeah, I was trying to remember what team that was at the Steelers. Maybe that's why I'm all confused because maybe it was like the St. Louis Rams. Either way, Harrison.
Okay.
Monster player and scary.
Yeah.
Dude, scary.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to be tackled by that guy.
Nah. Okay, that's my number five. I'm going defense because the Steelers were built on that.
Okay, am I supposed to go now?
I think so. I think we...
Yeah.
Yeah, then we'll play a song in between or whatever.
I'm going to go with like the only kind of current relevant player that has been... a notable bill in the last 20 years, Josh Allen.
Oh, wow. So, you know, you got to feel like there was the Kelly movement, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Kelly movement, which was like 4 years of upsetness.
Sure.
But and now it's like the Josh Allen movement, which is like 4 years of upset.
Well, yeah, you don't quite get to the point where you're at the Super Bowl, at least, so it's not that level.
It's not as much heartbreak.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, it's, you know, whenever they lose a game in the playoffs, I feel like a long-term Bills fan has to really take that, like, whatever, you know.
It's true. I really was hoping Allen would go to the Steelers.
Nah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, he's good. I don't know. I think the Bills window may have closed a little bit. It was a good run.
Was a good run. Yeah. Well, let's see. I mean, who won the AFC last year? Do I even remember? It wasn't the Chiefs. It wasn't the Bills.
No, the Chiefs were
the Ravens.
Playoffs. No. Seems like already a long time ago.
Who won the friggin' Super Bowl last year? I don't even know. AFC.
Who won the AFC last year?
Yeah, who won the AFC? Patriots?
They won the East.
They didn't go to the Super Bowl, right?
But the whole conference, didn't they?
We don't even know who won last year. Super Bowl.
It's like someone yelling at their radio.
Oh, it was the Patriots. Seattle beat them 29-13.
In the Super Bowl. Yeah. But did they win the AFC East?
The Patriots?
And the AFC? Like,
I think so, right? Remember? Because they had a really good
run there. Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot who was in the Super Bowl.
When the Patriots started to play well, I just tuned out.
Josh Allen. yeah, everybody loves him. Speaking of that, the Sabres made the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a cool thing.
For the first time in, like, I don't know, 15 years or something?
Yeah. I was talking to Philip Sirianni, and he's a big sports fan. He was telling me about how the Sabres were making a run.
The Sabres are good.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting take here. All right, so... What do we got for, what are we listening to? We got Gabrielle, like, I only put up that one album.
Yeah. I just brought a bunch of, grabbed a bunch of disco records at the last second, so.
You want Keys on Up and I'll blab for a sec?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what else is going on this week. We got, tomorrow is Dr. Janet Nepke, which is going to be awesome. She's, infamous around here, and just a very cool professor in the music department. Wednesday, I'm taking the day off because I need one. And then Thursday is, Andres. Andres is up here, the OG. I don't know what we're doing. I'm going to have him bring some albums, and we're just going to talk about old school and have him play some stuff, which is going to be fun to listen to him. And then Friday, I have Christina Christina Plath Strain, who owns a really cool business in Gilbertsville, New York, and we're going to have her on and listen to and chat with her about what she makes. And you'll find all about this whole thing on Friday. And it's really cool. She wanted to play a Emmylou Harris song, and I didn't have it, and she didn't own it. She wasn't sure if she owned it on vinyl. And I was like, let me go to the Marketplace on Chestnut, and they had the album for four bucks.
Wow.
So I bought it.
Fortuitous.
It's called Born to Run. Not like the Springsteen.
It's not a Springsteen cover.
It's not from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Remember? That was crazy. Until that moment, I thought that was like a weird B-rate Bruce Springsteen.
I know. I played it for somebody, and they were like, that's not Springsteen. I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I even read about the thing online. It was like, oh, yeah, they didn't market it because of that.
Everyone thought it was Bruce Springsteen.
Everyone thought it was Springsteen.
Yeah.
On the dogs.
Yeah. Okay. It's like Springsteen doing like kind of a corny 50s, 60s thing.
Yeah. All right. What do we got? What are we listening to?
Oh, what did I get?
Did you put the Commodores one on?
No, the Thelma Houston is the better song.
Oh, okay.
Thelma Houston.
Look at Lionel Richie on that cover.
I know. Yeah. He looks,
So we got some disco. What song is this?
Don't Leave Me This Way. You might know this one. This one was kind of a radio hit.
Okay. Don't Leave Me This Way.
Yeah.
Just for the, actually, the whole thing was good.
Yeah.
The bass is, I was saying, the bass is the killer on that. Killer on that track. Yeah, Monday. Okay, so number four. It's really, there's so many Steelers. But, and for me, there's really, I mean, there's like two eras.
Yeah.
There's like the Steel Curtain era,
mm-hmm.
right? This is like the mid-70s, and then there's like the Roethlisberger.
Yeah,
the first half
that
of the
era
Raw
lasted
burger.
A long time. But.
Yeah, I would say the first half of the Raw this burger era.
Yeah,
like that era was really good. And then there's like the modern stuff. And I do have one modern player, but I'm going. So I'm going to stick in that early Roethlisberger era, and I'm going with Hines Ward.
Oh, yeah, nice. That's cool.
Great, great, great wide receiver. There's been some good wide receivers on the Steelers. Lynn Swann.
Yeah.
Right? And some great tight ends and stuff like that as well. But I'm going with Hines. Hines had that awesome catch in the Super Bowl as well, and just I'm looking at it right now. 1,000 catches total, receiving yards, 12,000, 85 touchdowns in his career. That's a lot.
Yeah.
He's doing, it's Hines Ward.
Yeah, I like that era of Steelers. They were fun to watch.
Super fun.
Yeah.
You'll see, there's another one coming up. There's a third one.
Yeah, well, I know who my favorite Pittsburgh player of all time is.
I bet you it's the same as...
Is
mine. I'm not going to...
Defensive player?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have a... Oh, maybe? Okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, that person's there, too.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
yeah.
sure we have the same one.
Yeah.
Although there was another one that... you know, it was funny. I just saw, because I was looking at... Who's not on the list is Ron Woodson.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking of him, because he was another player in, like, the Bills era when they were still... The first time they were relevant.
He was amazing.
Yeah, like I remember him being kind of a nemesis because they would meet each other in the playoffs a lot in that era. And then was that like?
Yeah, he was a safety.
Yeah, either cornerback or safety.
Cornerback
right?
or safety, yeah. Yeah, but he was awesome. Yeah, he was like crazy.
Yeah.
But there's another one, but we'll get to that after. Okay, what do you got for number four?
All right. I mean, and I got to do like a couple honorable mentions too before.
Yeah.
There was a couple of players that almost made the list. Andre Reed. Yeah, he's like back and forth. He could be on the list for sure. Frank Reich.
The Reichinator.
Daryl Talley, Steve Tasker.
Okay.
These were all players of the era that were great. So, but I'm going to go with a coach, number four. And it's Marv Levy. He's got to be out there.
Oh, he's pulling the Marv card.
Marv Levy. Yeah, he's still alive, I think.
Really?
Like 9. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was awesome.
He was awesome. And I don't think any of those losses were a result of his calls.
No, exactly. I mean, like, they just ran into crazy teams, you know, by the end. And, you know, the field goal, obviously, and that kind of stuff. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was young and I haven't like rewatched those playoff games, but I don't remember anything being like obvious coaching blunders.
Who did the Bills play in those four Super Bowls? Do you remember?
The Giants, the at the time Redskins, the two Cowboys.
Oh, and the two Cowboy teams. Those Cowboy teams were good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Giants one was the one they really should have won.
That was the field goal one?
Obviously, yeah. The yep. Scott Norwood one.
But you can't even blame him for the... I mean,
no, I mean, it happens, you know. Like, it's like, at the time, I don't know, that wasn't like the first time someone had missed a big field goal. But, like, yeah, that happens in football. Yeah, what are you going to do? I guess you should be up by more and not trying to kick,
that's right.
You know, kick winning field goals the last second. But I just actually listened to Ace Ventura. so I've been like downloading like the movie onto an MP3, so you just listen to the audio.
Really?
Yeah, it's a cool way to
that's weird.
Experience movies, and you can just listen to it in your car, like listen to all of Ace Ventura.
Oh my God!
He can have
that's probably the funny
Ray Finkel thing.
Yeah, that, right. Yeah, because that's obviously based
yeah,
on that
yeah.
whole.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
okay, that's a good call.
Yeah, Marv Levy. I love him. He looked cool. He always had a cool sweater on. Just looked like a.
He did have a cool sweater on. It's funny. I could have gone with any three of the. I mean, the Steelers have three coaches.
Yeah,
Chuck
yeah.
Knoll.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, Cower was
Cower.
Pretty cool.
Yeah,
the chin.
Cower. And, like, the mock turtleneck.
Yeah, that guy was funny,
I don't think he's, like, ever not worn a mock turtleneck.
He looks kind of like Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah,
too,
no,
right?
That's true. He could be like a stunt double.
Yeah, totally. And then of course, Tomlin. But
they've had like good coaches.
I've had amazing coaches.
And, like, long-term, it's not just, like, one of these every other year, like Buffalo, where they're just, like, bringing a new guy.
No, they've had, like, three coaches since Super Bowl I.
That's crazy.
I think, right? I think
is it that? I mean.
Well, let's see. No, they couldn't have been.
Like, but between those three
Cowher was, like, 15 years or something.
Yeah.
And then Tomlin 20.
10 or something.
Or almost 20. Tomlin?
Tomlin coached for 20 years?
Almost, right? Whoa. Think so. I think he had like 18 in a row. He's had like 18. So between those two guys, it's like 30. And then Noel was there for.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I think it was like 40. It's not 40 years, not 65. I think it's like some kind of crazy thing like that. Oh, man. We're going to. I say we go to number three and then play a song because otherwise we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So. I have to go with a modern player.
Yeah.
Who's been the only consistent thing for the Steelers for the past 5 or 6 years?
I don't know who's been
the best. Yeah. And who's the best, I think the best in the league at this position, which is the kicker.
Yeah, okay.
Chris Boswell.
Yeah, I thought that's a good
That call. Dude is awesome. Yeah. Now, the kicker that was they had for a long time,
yeah,
Gary Anderson, was amazing, but he was always down. He was always second fiddle to Morton Anderson.
Yeah.
Who was an incredible kicker. So, for the Saints.
Yep.
But Gary Anderson was a great kicker, but Boswell's really good.
Yeah.
Like, he was the leading scorer for, like, he's, like, on the team, you know,
because
of the amount of points. The dude doesn't miss field goals very often. When he does, it's really bizarre. But he's the one who's kind of kept them in game. So I'm going with Boswell.
Okay. That's a good call, a kicker.
Yeah.
Steve Christie would have been like my honorable mention for.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about him.
Kicker. I'll go Jim Kelly.
Oh, you're going Kelly. Kelly for number three.
Yeah, number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think about I think I got
your ones and twos.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I know one of them, I think.
One's an offensive player, one's a defensive
player. Yeah, I know one.
Yeah, Jim Kelly. I mean, you know, you can't.
Oh, I think I might know the other one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Jim Kelly. Everyone loves Jim Kelly.
Who doesn't love Jim Kelly?
Yeah.
He's a likable character.
Yeah.
And a great quarterback.
And
what's he doing? Is he alive?
Yeah, he is. I know he had like some kind of mouth throat cancer.
Yeah, I thought what I thought. Okay.
But I think he like is all recovered from that. But yeah, he like pops up. I hope he's still alive. I'm talking about him. But like, yeah, I think he's still alive.
Old Jim Kelly.
Yeah, four Super Bowls in a row is no small feat. I mean, he wasn't really there for one of them because he got hurt, but.
Who took over for him?
That was Frank Reich.
Oh, that was the Reich.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Reich. Yeah, that's right. But still, I mean, he was there during the season.
Yeah. I mean,
right?
He's like kind of the hardest. So, I mean, and he could have easily been like the number one pick, but.
Yeah, of course.
You know, everyone knows Jim Kelly.
Everybody knows Jim Kelly. Super cool. And I like that they're kind of like that logo has been the same.
Yeah, they haven't messed with the logo too much. The little color change up here and there, but
yeah, but the Bills logo has been the same
since like the 60s. They had just the straight up Buffalo or whenever they kind of came into the league.
Yeah,
the 70s, like the OJ era. I didn't pick OJ.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's number one OJ. He's running.
It was just like a buffalo, and then they put like the little streak on it.
Yeah, the little red thing on it.
Yeah, or the blue one. Yeah.
Is it blue if the buffalo's red? Is the buffalo red?
I don't know. That may have changed, right? Oh, okay. Back and forth. I don't know.
Okay.
I picture the buffalo being red with a blue streak, but it could be.
Yeah, I can't remember. Interesting. Do you own any jerseys?
Not right now. At one point as a kid, I had a Kelly jersey. I think the only I have a Marino jersey still.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it the white one?
No, it's the teal, like the teal.
Oh, it's
one.
The teal,
yeah,
one.
Yeah,
that's freaking cool.
Yeah, I got it at the Salvation.
Does it have a dolphin on it with a helmet?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a, it's got it have- that like kind of like satiny. It's like from the 80s.
Yeah, know? Man. So their logo is awesome too.
Yeah, no. I always, despite them being, you know, somewhat rivals at times.
Sure.
I kind of like the Dolphins. I like Marino, getting back to Ace Ventura. But
oh, yeah, yeah. Marino's awesome. I mean, what are you going to, you know.
And Don Shula. You know what I mean?
Oh, Shula. That's yeah. Right. That guy looked like a Coke dealer on, like, you know, should have been on Miami Vice or something. You know,
well,
exactly.
Yeah. I mean, they had the Miami thing going on.
Yeah. I just Shula. He's got to be in the top five, like, winningest coaches of all time or something.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he was up there. He was another guy who coached for a really long time.
Yeah.
And it was like before they were just firing coaches like after a bad season, you know, like they would.
Yeah, they would just keep them.
Stick it out, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, this guy's cool.
Yeah, whatever, they were like friends with the owner or something, you know. They were just like there forever.
Or they owned it.
Or they owned the team. Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Bringing it back.
All right, I'll play a song.
Do you remember the Houston Oilers?
Do I remember the Houston Oilers? Yeah.
Ward Moon?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude's awesome. He was still, you know.
Bill's like had the massive comeback against them.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of grumpy because they always had to play the Steelers.
Yeah.
But I loved Moon.
Yeah.
He's a great quarterback.
It's a way cooler team than the Texans.
Oh, yeah, and their look, their helmet was awesome, too. It was just like the
straight-up oil, like
straight-up oil rig. Yeah, you're like, ah, that's cool, man. Yeah, it's not like the Texans. It's lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Oilers are like, we're not even faking it here. We're all about
the oil.
We're all about the natural resources. what are we playing?
What do I got next?
Disco Duck. I have Disco Duck in those 45 somewhere.
Yeah, the Boogie Oogie Oogie song. You'll know this one.
Oh, okay. This one.
Listen to the music.
We got on schedule?
We're on schedule, yeah. We're going to do one here, then we'll play a song, and then we'll do our final thingamabobber.
Right.
Okay, so top two. So I have a defensive player and an offensive player, and these are both middle period.
Yeah.
Which I think
they must be the guys.
Yeah, you're probably thinking of these things. So the first one, or number two for me, which some people might think is number one, but it's not, is going to be Troy.
Yeah, that's my number one. But
Troy's number, yeah. Troy's awesome. Obviously, the hair is crazy. But that dude, he'd be on the other end of the field. And yeah. All of a sudden, like 1 second lever, he's like the hair's on the other end of the field. And he's like antagonizing everybody.
Yeah.
And an amazing player.
Yeah. I remember like the first time I saw him play, it was like I was just watching his random Steelers game. And I'm like, who's this dude? It was like a joke. Like he was just like coming across the field, like this crazy hair and like diving on guys for like every play he was somehow involved in.
Yeah. Know? So fast,
yeah.
Just a high IQ for the defense,
yeah.
And that was one of the reasons why the Steelers were so good for so long. Like they had a really good defense,
yeah. Yeah. They did. They always had like pretty good. Well,
yeah, they did. But that like the secondary was like banging. Mm-hmm. And then of course is all the you know. My mom really liked him, too.
Yeah.
Because she liked his hair.
Yeah, yeah. You know? And then when you hear him, he's another guy, when you hear him talk, he's just, like, really soft-spoken.
Hey, how you
like,
doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm doing, like, head and shoulders.
Yeah.
You know, he's still doing them.
Yeah.
You know? it's like, the hair is just as infamous as James Harden's beard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, playing football with that kind of hair is pretty gutsy.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
You know, like the amount of times that got pulled, boy.
Yeah, totally.
There's just this big thing of hair floating around.
Is that a Hawaiian? He's from Hawaii? No, was he from Hawaii?
No, I don't know. I always pictured him being, what do you call him? Like The Rock.
Like The Rock.
Yeah, there's a history of football players from
I'm looking right now,
you know,
let's see. Oh, he was born in California.
Yeah, but of descendants.
Yes. Yeah, I'm looking right now. Early life. Samoan.
Samoan, right?
Born Santa Ana, California. Crazy. Okay. So what do you got for two?
I'll go with my offensive player, and it's got to be...
Is it the big T?
Yeah, Thurman Thomas.
Yeah, I knew it. Yeah. Thurman.
Yep. Thurmanator.
Okay. He was the running back for the Bills during the Super Bowl runs.
Yeah.
Right? He was the main...
Yeah, he's still
all
around.
Four of them, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, he was a mainstay there. That team pretty much stayed intact in general. Like, I feel like Andre Reed being the main receiver, I think he was there for all four of those. And then, yeah, Thurman, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. So he's 34, number 34.
Yep.
Let's see. He was... That's crazy. So he played 12 years with the Bills.
Yeah.
And 1 year with who? In 2000. Ooh, it's a good... It's a good one.
I don't remember.
We've already talked about this team.
You didn't play for the Patriots.
Nope, but stayed in the same division.
The Dolphins?
Yeah, he was on the Dolphins in 2000. Cool.
That's a great place to retire.
Yeah, who was the Dolphin guy who got caught smoking all the weed all the time?
Oh, yeah.
What was that dude's name? Remember he kept coming?
Yeah,
he kept
just
getting
couldn't,
busted. He was like, yeah. I'm smoking the weed.
Yeah. Man, what was his name?
And he was like kind of good.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I'm going to look up. I'm just going to type in Miami Dolphin weed smoker. Let's see if it comes up. Weed smoker. It's probably going to show me some kind of bong that looks like... Oh, Ricky Williams.
Yeah. No,
Ricky. Pulled it right up.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, is there going to be some kind of bong?
Yeah, I just called like that the name.
That's got a dolphin on it.
Ricky Williams. Yeah, you know.
I like the old... I don't like the newer dolphin logo because I just pulled it up.
Yeah, the one where the
old just kind of like this. I like the one where he's wearing the football helmet.
Oh, the one with the helmet. Yeah.
He's wearing he's wearing the helmet on the helmet.
It's like jumping through a hoop.
Yeah, it's like his things down. Yeah, he's like smiling. He's got the little helmet on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that was awesome. I had one of those little. Remember, you could buy the little helmets from like the quarter machines.
Yeah, yeah.
Those little plastic helmets. I had like a couple of those.
Yeah, I know.
Those things were awesome. Yeah. Oh, Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
That's so funny. he won the Heisman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, who knows how he would have actually panned out, but it was funny that he just couldn't give up marijuana.
Yeah, he couldn't give up the weed. He played for 11 seasons.
Yeah. The 49ers? Who did he play for?
The Saints and then the Dolphins, 2002, 2003, 2005. The Toronto Argonauts.
Oh, wow. He went over to the CFL.
Yeah, for 2006. And then back to the Dolphins, 2007, 2010. And then the Ravens for a year.
Oh, okay.
And he was the rushing leader in 2020 2002.
Ricky Waters.
Ricky Waters won the Heisman. No crazy. Ricky. That's so nuts. All right, we're going to play one more song.
Yeah, yeah.
We got one more song.
That'd be perfect. And then we'll...
How did that happen? How was that 10 minutes?
Well, that was 10 minutes of talking. Yeah.
I don't know.
I know.
It's because I get sidetracked.
Yeah. Now we're talking about Ricky Williams.
Well, I mean, he's important.
He's one of my top dolphins.
He's one of my top dolphins of all time. You'd like that bong sample from... the beginning of
Sublime.
Also from the Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys, like every song.
Yeah, there's a good one right in the beginning of the Paul's Boutique, that first joke.
Yeah.
Shake Your Rump, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like in there, there's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I was almost going to bring like a bunch of Kiss songs today and do like the kind of thing where it's like, convince Mark that Kiss doesn't suck.
Okay, so this
is like impossible.
No, we're totally doing this before the end of the semester. We're going to do. I almost bought Kiss Alive the other day.
Yeah.
I don't own it, and I almost bought Destroyer.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
And it's funny because I come off, I'm not the biggest Kiss fan, but I'm always trying to convince you that they're not.
Yeah, okay, we'll have.
But if someone's like, Kiss is terrible, I'm not going to be like, you're wrong, but.
Yeah, they are terrible. Okay, we'll do a thing where I'll listen to Kiss songs and then tell you how bad the songs are.
Yeah, no, that's always, I think that's
only if you play I Was Made for Loving You. That's disco song.
I also just watched Dazed and Confused, at least like the second half of it, over the last couple of days ago. It was odd, you know, when you turn it on. And that movie's still awesome, I think.
It is.
Great. Yeah.
Have you seen the one where they go to... What's the movie with Edward Furlong where they try to go to the Kiss concert?
Detroit Rock City.
Yeah, that movie's terrible, but awesome at the same time. Like, that's kind of cool.
I saw that once, like, a long, long, long time ago in my friend's house.
What are we playing?
Okay. This is one of my favorite disco songs.
Favorite disco songs?
Yeah, it's... Freak. The song is called I'm a Big Freak.
Okay.
It's long, so we'll have to cut it out.
We'll have to cut it. We got about like 4 minutes.
Perfect. I think there's like some like sex noises, so hopefully with like the FCC lets us play those, but there's no swearing.
Well, it doesn't say anything about...
Can I say sex noises?
It says words you can't say on radio. It doesn't say
not like
sex
moaning.
Doesn't say any of that.
They're just maybe moaning because they ate something good, like a good
food. You can say moist.
Okay. Good.
But not in a sexual context, which we're not saying.
No. Like, no, not at all.
Boy, this bread was moist. Okay.
Yeah, this cake.
This cake. All right, here we go. Yeah, disco's naughty. How naughty was that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Big Freak. Are You 1-2?
One of my faves.
Yeah, that's incredible. Patrick Adams?
Yeah.
Was that who? Okay. I'll have to check out what else he did. That's amazing. Okay, here we are. We're at our top one. I think we probably know which these are, maybe. I mean, I know what yours is.
Yeah, I mean, if you're this guy's not on your top five, something went wrong.
Yeah, there, I think. We got the bus, baby.
Yeah,
the bus.
Yeah.
Another guy who was on that mid-period team and was awesome.
Yeah.
Huge running back, Jerome Bettis, always smiling.
Yeah.
And I think he's in the top five rushers of all time or something. He must be. He was there for a while. But that dude would just plow through the middle, four yards.
Getting run over by that guy. Oh, my God.
4 yards. He was like the I liked that old Steelers way of playing.
Yeah.
It was like you come out, you run it, then you're like 2 and 5.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got multiple options. And if it's like 3 and 3, you just give it to the bus.
Then you can just get the automatic first down.
That guy's going to run.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to stop him. It was very rare that he was not getting a yard, you know?
Yeah, it's like he could, like, run an entire football field with me on his back and, like, not notice, I feel like. He would, like, not even... I would just, like, hold on to him, and he could probably run at full speed, like, the whole field.
Yeah, he was incredible. So there's my number one, the bus. We need to, I always say we got to bring the bus back. That's when I always say we need a good running back, and we just...
Yeah, they don't really make them like that anymore.
No, they don't make them. It's sad.
Yeah.
All right, so we know who yours is, but go ahead and say
it. Bruce Smith.
That's right, the big Bruce.
Yeah, he's another guy, when you hear him talk, he's just like, hey, what's up, you know? And boy, that dude, like, seemed pretty scary on the football field, too. Yeah, I loved watching those defenses. Were like not underrated, but like people think of the offense on those Buffalo teams, but their defenses were always awesome. And like just seeing him like kill quarterbacks was fun.
He was also part of the LT era.
Yeah,
but I think LT was more of a... Does Bruce Smith? He wasn't involved in any of the drugs.
I mean, not he stayed pretty much out of it. He seems like a pretty upstanding dude. Like, still, like, loved in Buffalo, obviously.
Oh, yeah, and the dude had, like, hundreds of sacks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was one of his... He was a nemesis to the corner.
Yeah, like, there's no better way to endear yourself to a city or football fans than by, like, sacking quarterbacks, I feel like.
It's true. I saw a great one from... I forgot who had done it. It was, like, one of these giant Brady hits like, 2 days ago. I watched it, like, 10 times.
Yeah.
I'm, like, watching. I was like, yeah, look at him go down.
You know, yeah, it's like someone put the best of Brady sacks.
Yeah, nobody in this room likes Brady.
No.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Worst quarterback ever. Yeah, Tom Brady.
Yeah, maybe we'll just pick our...
Yeah, we'll pick the worst quarterbacks ever. Tom Brady.
Top five worst Patriots.
That's top five worst Patriots. Brady's 1 through 4.
And then Belichick.
Gronk.
And then Gronk.
Gronk.
And Belichick.
Steve Grogan.
Yeah. Then Robert Kraft.
Yeah, then Kraft. Yeah.
Let's go top down.
amazing. All right. Well, it's 9 o'clock. We're done.
Perfect. Wow.
We got to put the PSA on. Everybody's awesome. I'll see you tomorrow.